Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Heavenly Homing Device. We were created destined to return home to the Father. Jeremiah 1 verse 5 tells us, quote, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you. A prophet to the nations, I appointed you," end quote. Mankind was created in the image and likeness of God. God desires for us all to dwell with him forever in paradise. I believe from the moment we were conceived, we have a homing device built into us, leading us back to the Father. Every once in a while, I attempt to write about a popular song and try to discern a spiritual message from it. Since God is love, almost any song with a love theme can reveal something to us about God. One such song that touched my heart is the song written by Amy Foster Gills, Michael Bublé, and Alan Chang. I suspect you know the song. It is very popular. The song is Home, and it was a huge hit for Michael Bublé. I encourage you to take a few minutes and click the link that's listed on my website and listen to the song. Although the song as it's written is about the singer's desire to return home to his wife, I believe it's easy for us to hear the words and ponder our desire to return home to God. Let's examine a few of the verses. "Another summer day is come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I want to go home." It seems to me that no matter where we are or how far from God we roam, we have an innate desire that steers us back to God. He waits for us like the father in the story of the prodigal son. Right now, can you feel an internal tug drawing you closer to God? Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. I just want to go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. Fame, fortune, wealth, and power are all worldly things. We can accomplish everything in this world and still have a giant hole inside our heart when we are far away from God. Regardless of how much we achieve in life and no matter how loved we may be by others, we often experience a profound loneliness. God alone can fill this yearning. Are you missing God? Do you feel the need to turn your life around and head back home to the Father? And I've been keeping all the letters that you wrote to me, each one a line or two. "I'm fine, baby. How are you?" "Well, I would send them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that." There are many times that the words of our prayers seem to fall flat. We have so much to say to God, but our words fail us. Prayer alone is sometimes not enough. We need to get away, perhaps on a retreat, maybe even a silent one. There are seasons in life when we just need to rest in God's loving embrace. Are you struggling in your prayer life? Do you need to find a spiritual place to get away with God? If so, plan it today. Don't wait. The song concludes with these words, "I gotta go home. Let me go home. It will be all right. I'll be home tonight. I'm coming back home." One day at the end of our earthly journey, I fervently hope that we can all sing these words as we take our last breath. If we strive to be disciples of Jesus and place our faith and trust in him, we can rest assured that one day we will return home to our Father in heaven. Before we were born, God predestined us to be his adopted sons and daughters. Through Jesus, God longs to bring us to himself. We read this in Ephesians 1, verses 4 and 5. 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 and 4 tells us that God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of his truth. Yes, it is true. From the time of our conception, we are destined to return home to the Father. Jesus says this in John 14, verses 2 and 3. "In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, Would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you may also be." The next time you listen to this beautiful song by Michael Bublé, I hope you will remember today's reflection. May God always bless you on your journey home. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, I know in my heart that you long for me to be with you one day. Some days I feel so far away from you. Draw me ever closer to you and keep me in your care until that day when I will be with you forever in paradise. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.